Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is Azure Friday. We're here with Karthik Bharathi, and we're talking about Power Apps. We made a blank app. Mm-hmm. We made an app from a template. Yep. But if I already have data, can I jumpstart the creation of an application from
totally,
that?
Totally. You can connect to pretty much all of the data sources, popular data sources like Salesforce, SharePoint, Dynamics. You can connect to those and build your app.
Okay, cool. What kind of data source do you have we could maybe connect to?
Yeah, so if you go to the connections in the Power Apps client and go to the available list of connections, your list might vary. I have a bunch of internal connections that are showing up.
Sure.
But you could always connect to Dropbox, Dynamics, Google Drive, Office, Outlook.
I suppose you could also go to any SQL server whatever. So anywhere you have data, even your Twitter account.
Mm-hmm. You could. Bing. There's a bunch of data sources you can connect
to. Cool.
Let's connect to Salesforce. All you have to do is just click on that connection and then say connect. You need to supply your Salesforce credentials and you can start manipulating data in Salesforce.
And connecting to anything is pretty much all a similar kind of an idea, right?
Yes.
You're logging in,
yep.
But you're not giving Power Apps your password.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a kind of a federated OAuth-based login.
It's a consent, and what you see here is like a typical browser consent.
Salesforce owns that dialog box.
And Salesforce is giving permission to connect to data based on your consent.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to connect to, that's not my ID, it's just a username.
Right.
And I supply in the username password, click on login.
All right.
Okay, so.
So then they're going to email you a verification code, because two-factor authentication in this case here.
That's right. So I'm just going to quickly switch gears a bit and get my.
You want to grab that off your phone?
Yes.
So this is an interesting idea, though. Like, if you've got two-factor auth, then two-factor auth is going to get used. In the second video that we did on Power Apps, I logged into Dropbox. It was my personal Dropbox. So a connection in Power Apps can be on a user basis, where in this case, he's going to log in as himself to get data as himself. Or you could have that connection as an app basis. So the app could share a connection to a database. And in this case here, it's going to be his own personal login, and then he gets the information about what it is it's going to do with that, right?
Yep.
It's actually asking and telling you, I'm going to do all these things. It's like saying, do you want it to tweet on my behalf or just read my tweets?
Yes, exactly. So this is more of a user consent and saying, hey, what's the level of access? Is it read, write? What are the permissions?
Exactly.
Let me click on allow, and then do you want to remember your sign-in information?
Right.
This is more of a usability thing. If you come back and delete or recreate your connection,
right.
I'm just going to say yes, so it's convenient for me.
Okay.
Now my Salesforce connection is listed under my connections right
there
here.
There it is, just popped in.
So now I can go back to new, and let me start creating an app using this data.
All right.
Once I click on new, it's going to ask me, hey, what's the connection you want to use?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have one created, I don't need to go to that path. I select my data set, connect, and then it actually gives me the list of tables that Salesforce has today.
These are
the objects. If you quickly switch to the Salesforce view, you can always see these objects like account, contacts, opportunities, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. These are standard things in Salesforce.
In Salesforce, exactly. And I can choose any of these and start building my app. Let's say it's an account object. I can connect to it and Power Apps starts building the basic screens, like there's a list view, there's an edit view, an app that can interact with that account object.
So as a pro developer that usually does websites, we usually call this kind of scaffolding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's looking at the columns, it's looking at the data types of the columns, and it's giving you text boxes over data.
Yes.
Okay. So there you go.
So it went
and built browse, detail, edit. It built CRUD,
mm-hmm.
right? CRUD, create, read, update, delete on top of this. Now, I might look at that and say, well, that's CRUD, but it's not really attractive.
Exactly. So now, let's try to modify, right? You can always massage the data and present it in any way you
want. Yeah, and the layouts thing is actually pretty slick. If your data happens to be a list of home listings and it has faces, you've got one with photographs, or you've got ones with ratings.
Yeah, you can choose any of these and then say, hey, you know what, like, let me pick the layout that's best for this data.
Mm-hmm.
Once you select the layout, you can also choose the content.
Mm-hmm.
There's a default set of fields we fill in based on the layout. Like, for example, I don't think yes is what I want in my heading. It's probably name of the account that makes more sense.
Ah, right.
So I'm going to just click on that feed.
And again, to use the analogy of Excel, people using Excel and business users using Excel, my wife and I just did our Christmas cards as a mail merge.
Yep.
Where we had Excel and Word talking to each other, and you do these data link-ups.
Yep.
Same kind of thing.
Yes, totally. So you just select a field and say, hey, you know what? In this particular text box, I want this data coming in.
Yep.
And you're just doing something similar.
Exactly. I think that business users are going to be pretty stoked that they can make an app like this.
Yep.
And of course, the other thing that's worth reminding people, if you're a pro developer and you're watching this and you're thinking, maybe this isn't for me, all those connections, like the Salesforce connection, I can talk to those from a native app that I write in Visual Studio. So you've got choice, business apps and pro developer apps.
Yep. So
so you made some changes.
I made so that I have the name appearing on top, the city where the account, and the account number, right?
Okay.
Now, I can also change the theme. By default, there's a blue and a white, but I have a whole bunch of themes that I can choose.
And presumably, you could also go on an individual basis and change background colors. Mm-hmm. It could look like an app that came from your company, because it is an app that came from your company.
You could have your own branding, the theming, and all of the styling,
really,
even
like
fonts.
Logos and everything.
Totally. So in this case, let me go ahead and choose a different color. I don't like the background in this case, so I can click on and just choose from the drop-down. I can say, what's my fill color? It's 221. It's probably something like 240 is my color. You don't necessarily have to type in the RGB.
Yeah, I'm sure that there'll be a color selector at some point.
Exactly. So now, once I run preview my app, you can notice that, hey, you know what? I have my basic.
And this is real, app. Just to be clear.
Oh,
that's a real list of data that came from an authenticated as you connection to Salesforce.
That's right. And let me go ahead and, I can view into the details of that account, what billing street, whatever Salesforce is exposing. I think this is the sample data that comes with every Salesforce account.
Mm-hmm.
I can edit those. I can also add my new account. If I'm a salesperson and I'm on the go, I can always type in my new account.
And it's worth pointing out, of course, that this is just text boxes over data, which
isn't
necessarily super sexy,
mm-hmm.
but you could change it. You could add map controls. You could make calendar dropdowns, whatever makes you happy.
You could have signatures, date, time. Mm. You could have sliders, a whole bunch of things. It depends on your scenario. If you think that, hey, that another control makes sense, you can totally add it in.
Mm-hmm. So you're adding an account here, and this is just to show that not only can you read data, but you can also write.
Exactly.
Because I want to know, how fake is this?
Yep.
It's actually not
completely
fake at all.
Real.
It's completely real. And I'm assuming that you're going to then talk back to the Salesforce database. Now, I don't know how Salesforce works.
Me neither.
And that's interesting. You don't either.
Yep. As a business user, I'm not interested.
Some
to
web
know.
Service, who knows?
Yep.
Magic.
Yep. As a business user, I want my data in and my data out. That's all I care about.
Okay.
And there you go. I saved a new account into Salesforce.
All right.
And I can search for it. By default, I think the search, if you click on search,
while it's running or when it's in?
It's an authoring mode. Like there's a way you can filter your records.
Mm-hmm.
By default, the filter is on my account number.
No, that's fine.
I'm going to change it to my name so I can always show you that account was added. So let me type channel line. There you go.
Oh, interesting. So you changed it so the search searched the name as opposed to the record. Okay.
Yeah. So now I know that my channel line demo was created. I can go back to my Salesforce account, and this is where it gets interesting. I want to really verify that my account was added. And there you go. The first account that was added to Salesforce is my Channel Line demo account. And this was added from Power Apps, and it says, Karthik Bharti added.
Yeah, it said who did it, and it created by, and it was 1 minute ago.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So.
Very nice, very nice.
I can always manipulate Salesforce, Dynamics. Uh-huh. I can do SharePoint. I can do a whole bunch of data manipulations just from my app.
And again, as a reminder, you could share it to me, to your iPhone, or whatever.
Yes.
So we're building a whole series of how-tos with Power Apps here on Azure Friday. Be sure to check out powerapps.com. There's a lot of great content on Channel 9 to teach you about how to write these kind of applications.
Yep, totally excited.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.